There was an ugly floor fight in the New York State Senate yesterday.
Senator by Senator Marcione, 1360.
Thank you, Mr. President.
Read it and said
rise to again.
It was over a motion put forth by Democratic senators to oust Dean Skelos as leader.
Suspend the rules, particularly Rule 7, Subdivision 9, which interferes with immediate consideration of a resolution removing Senator Skelos as temporary president majority leader. Out of deference to the House and certainly to the honored
Senator Jack Mortons, who was presiding over Wednesday's Senate session in Skelos' absence, rejected the motion.
Senator Giannaris, I will ask you to please sit, allow the chamber to proceed. This was presented as a motion for suspension of rules.
Correct.
You can say whatever you would like. You are obstructing.
Martin said the motion hadn't been submitted in writing in a timely fashion.
Sit down. Allow the chamber to proceed. There is a matter properly before this House. You know what the rules of this House say. You have them before you.
Read them to me, Mr. President.
Please allow the chamber to continue. We have dealt with this issue. We are moving on. Secretary,
read me the rule that you cited.
At several points, senators began yelling over one another. Republicans refused to vote on the motion. Then the Democrats staged a walkout. Skelos is from Long Island. The lawmaker faces criminal charges. He traded his influence for more than $200,000 in payments from a real estate firm and an environmental technology business to his son, who's also charged in the case. State Senator Daniel Squadron released a statement which said the motion was about the ability of the Senate leader to perform his role with integrity and to maintain the trust of the members of the House and, more importantly, the people of New York State. That trust has been deeply compromised, the statement said. Democrats will likely try to oust Skelos again next week.
We all know that Baltimore continues to have a fractured relationship between the police and the community.
Baltimore Mayor Stephanie Rawlings Blake seeks a new partnership with the U.S. Department of Justice.
I am requesting the Department of Justice conduct a federal pattern or practice investigation into the Baltimore City Police Department. I'm asking the Department of Justice to investigate if our police department has engaged in a pattern or practice of stops, searches, or arrests that violate the Fourth Amendment. I am asking that they investigate what systemic challenges exist within our police department that can contribute to excessive force and discriminatory policing.
The announcement came a day after U.S. Attorney General Loretta Lynch visited Baltimore. She met with city officials, community leaders, and the family of Freddie Gray, the young man who died in police custody. The Justice Department is already investigating whether the civil rights of Freddie Gray were violated. Now Lynch is considering the mayor's request for a federal probe into how the city's police department has operated and whether officers have discriminated or used excessive force. Six officers have been charged with Gray's death. In New Jersey, a lawmaker says that the attorney general should handle deaths caused by police. Assemblywoman Sheila Oliver is introducing a bill to remove local prosecutors from cases involving a death caused by an officer. The measure calls for the state attorney general to take charge in such cases. Oliver says the bill stems from the failure of grand juries in places like Ferguson, Missouri, and New York City to indict police officers in the deaths of unarmed black men. She says the bill removes the appearance of a conflict of interest because of the oftentimes close relationships between police and prosecutors. The White House says intelligence officials have much to investigate related to the Islamic State group claim of responsibility for a shooting at a Texas cartoon contest, which featured images of the Prophet Muhammad. Press Secretary Josh Earnest says analysts want to review whether the claim is accurate and at what level the Islamic State group may have known about the plan.
So it's less about just confirming the authenticity of a specific Twitter feed, and more about examining what actually was said and who was responsible for communicating that information, both to the public but also to the two individuals that carried out the attack, if they in fact communicated with the individuals who carried out the attack.
Federal authorities had an open investigation into one of the men. They say they'll study the contacts the men had in the U.S. and abroad. There's new evidence on that co-pilot, Andreas Lubitz, who locked the pilot out of the cockpit and crashed the Germanwings jetliner into the French Alps on March 24th, killing 150 people on board. It supports the theory that the crash was not only deliberate but premeditated. A 30-page report from the French Accident Investigation Agency found that Lubitz practiced the crash on another flight from Dusseldorf to Barcelona. He toyed with controls, programming it for a sharp descent multiple times in a 4.5-minute period while the pilot was out of the cockpit before resetting the controls. Unlike the later flight, he didn't lock the pilot out of the cockpit. Why he was still permitted to fly after that episode isn't clear, but lag time to analyze data usually takes 30 days. Linda Perry, WBAI News, New York.